This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you very much for that, by the way. 7 past the hour. We're joined by a candidate for Secretary of State, Michael Howe, on the program in the first half of this hour. Congressman Kelly Armstrong will join us before the hour is done. We'll stay tuned for all of that straight ahead on What's on Your Mind. Michael Howe, welcome back. How are you?
God, I'm doing well. How are you?
Very good. How's the campaign trail going for you?
Going well. We've covered a lot of ground here in the last 8-9 months now. I announced my campaign back in January, and it's been a busy week. 13 days till Election Day. Early voting starts today in Burley and Morton counties. 6 other counties start early voting next week, so we are in full swing here.
A lot of parades?
A lot of candy. The Mandan 4th of July parade, I'd never been out that way before on the 4th of July. And holy cow, I think just myself, I threw out 150 pounds of candy. So better everyone else eating it than me. But the waistline has been increased on the campaign trail, that's for sure. A lot of gas station sandwiches crisscrossing North Dakota.
What does the campaign look like? Like, what kinds of things do you do overall? Obviously, parades are one of the more high-profile thing, but what else do you do?
Yeah, meeting with different groups, local organizations, of course, the local Republican district parties, campaigning with legislative candidates, other statewide candidates. It's been a blast. We've got a great ticket on the Republican side there. Senator Hovind, Congressman Armstrong, Attorney General Wrigley, our great Ag Commissioner Doug Goring, Sherry Helgen Hoffert, and Julie Fedorchuk, our Public Service Commissioners. It's been a lot of fun campaigning as a team with all those guys. And, of course, we've got a great plate of legislative candidates throughout the state.
Talk a little bit about the role you're seeking as Secretary of State. What do you most look forward to bringing to the position?
Well, the Secretary of State's office, there's 40 different duties within that office. Of course, the big one, your chief election officer for the state of North Dakota. You register every new business that comes through the state. So as I'm talking with folks on the campaign trail, those have been the two biggest things, I guess, that are on their mind: elections and business registration as it relates to technology updates, simplicity, making North Dakota the easiest place to start a business. And I also joke too, Scott, that the overlooked position of Secretary of State, you're the Commissioner of Combative Sports.
Political races, or what? I'm thick. Help me understand that one.
I suppose that there is a joke there. It could be political races, combative sports. But no, the Secretary of State, the title used to be Boxing Commissioner. So if an organization wanted to bring a boxing fight to the state, they would have to register that fight, license that fight through the state of North Dakota, through the Secretary of State's office. And now with the rise of UFC and MMA fighting, the legislature a couple sessions ago renamed the title to the Commissioner of Combative Sports. So that was something I learned as I jumped into this race as to what all the duties of Secretary of State are.
Didn't even know that would be one of your duties, I guess, right?
That's right. Yep. Yep.
What is in need of fixing at the Secretary of State's office?
Well, fixing, improvements, however you want to say it, I think the most glaring one is the technology aspect. Now, Secretary Jaeger, I think their staff and Secretary Jaeger have done a wonderful job the last 4 years making improvements to the technology side of the office with business registration, business filing. We've got the First Stop platform. And now 97% of business filings are done online through First Stop. If anybody goes to the Secretary of State's website, the homepage, it's a little difficult to navigate, Scott. I'm no IT expert. If I'm fortunate to be Secretary of State, I want to bring those experts to the office of how do we make the simplest, easy-to-use website to find information, how to register your business, understanding the voting process, contractor licensing. I was told the hallmark of a good website is if you can find what you're looking for in three clicks or less. Not quite sure we're there yet with Secretary of State's office, but that would be a goal of mine. And have it work across government platforms, too. If you go to the Secretary of State's website, it looks a little different than the insurance department's website. It looks a little different than the tax office website. Having all those websites work together, if you're getting a contractor's license, you're going to need information to submit to the tax office. Having that a seamless, easy-to-use process across state government, I believe it's a responsibility as a government agency to be responsive to the taxpayer.
What does First Stop mean?
First Stop is a government platform that different Secretary of State's offices across the country use to license your business. So think of it as a software program.
And this is sort of a standard best practice nationwide?
Well, I don't know if it's the best practice. Certainly would be open and available to improving everything we can within the office. But it's a website application that multiple states use for their business filings and in registration.
And it's something you'd like to see implemented here?
Well, it already is implemented, Scott. Secretary Jaeger in that office has implemented that the last 4 years. But again, if you go to the Secretary of State's website, click on First Stop, it takes you to a whole new process. It looks different. I don't think it's particularly easy to find. The simplicity of it, again, across all platforms, there can be improvements there.
I'm confused because, you know, you're saying the best practice is being deployed by the current occupant of the office, but it can still get better. Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's what's available now. I don't know if it's best practice. That is what the current Secretary of State's office uses, First Stop. We can make improvements to that, I feel, to make it easy to use and simplify it.
We only have a couple minutes left here, but best thing that the voters, the citizens, the taxpayers will notice about the Secretary of State's office, if you're the Secretary of State, what would that be?
I touched on it a little earlier, Scott. The simplicity and easy-to-use website, that will be a huge priority of mine if I'm fortunate enough to be Secretary of State. If you head to the Secretary of State's website, you want information on how to get an absentee ballot, if you want to find how to register your business, finding that, again, within three clicks or less, a big priority is reshaping that website to make it easy to use and working across the different agencies of state government.
What other way?
If you're a business coming into North Dakota, Scott.
Yeah, go ahead.
If you're a business coming to North Dakota, Scott, your first interaction very well could be with the Secretary of State's office. Right now we've got low taxes. We've got stable regulation. We've had that under Republican leadership for the last 30 years. Secretary of State's website can play a minor role, I believe, in our pro-business climate. If it's easy to use, an easy process to use, easy to follow, I think that's just one feather in our cap to attract more business to help diversify our economy.
What other ways do you interact with the Secretary of State's office besides the website?
Well, that is the primary interaction is through the website, and I'd like to maintain it that way. People, they conduct business on the go. if they're trying to find information, you pull out your mobile device and you want more information. So that is the primary interaction to the public is through the website, which makes it all the more important to have a functional, easy-to-use, easy-to-read website.
Makes sense. Anything else you want to tell us, Michael?
Well, get out there and vote. You know, the June primary, we had a lower voter turnout than I would have hoped. Midterm election, there's critical that the people of North Dakota get out there and vote, have your voice heard. That is how you tell the government what you want. And don't sit this out. Just because there isn't a president's race on the ballot doesn't make these races or issues or initiated measures any less important. Go out there and participate in the process.
Michael Howell, Secretary of State candidate, our guest on What's on Your Mind. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the time.
You bet. Thanks for having me on, Scott.
An update on Measure 1 and Measure 2 in our little poll action today. I'm keeping those going the whole show, so we'll tell you about that when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial. Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com, highplainsapache.com.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Hi, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters. You've heard our ads about egress windows. They add sunlight, they provide an escape and add value to your home. All true, but I'd like to let you in on a little secret. You can add an egress window anywhere, even if there's no existing window. I know this because at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Precision Concrete Cutters. 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
That I've actually designed Arthur Decks for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Spring spas and pool tables, too. Is a great way to make winter sail by. Let me give you some example. Brunswick billiard tables. Olhausen billiard tables. A hot springs spa. A Finleo sauna. Ooh, nothing better.
Those shuffleboard, Olhausen shuffleboard tables are a work of art for your game room.
They look great, and they're a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too, is right there next to Spitfire in West Fargo. Boston Pizza, Spitfire, right there. By the top brands, hot spring spas, Finley Osanas, endless pool swim spas, Brunswick Billiards, Olhausen Billiards, splash pools and more, all at this location. You're going to love it. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Kevin. Kevin in Fargo? You say, Kev? Go ahead, Kevin. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hello, sir. Kevin Shores from Moorhead. Long time we have not talked. It's good to hear your voice this morning. Say, I wanted to weigh in a little bit from across the river about cannabis. And as a 30-year activist and a 40-year user of cannabis, I find it very disheartening to hear such ads of the demonization and, I believe, the inappropriate label of marijuana. It should be called cannabis. I, because of my service, 100% service-connected disabled veteran, living, dying with Persian Gulf War illness, I have utilized cannabis to get off the OxyContins that the VA got me addicted to. I am one of the only veterans in the three-state area that was prescribed synthetic cannabis to assist me getting off the dronabinol, but to assist me to get off the OxyContins. But I utilize cannabis in its purest form, the full spectrum with all of the cannabinoids, to help me in health maintenance and pain management. But my biggest challenge is that there are 100,000 byproducts that can be made through the production and the cultivation of cannabis, that it is ridiculous, and it's apparent that we need assistance in finding a better and brighter future. And Colorado, in 1 year, made over $22 billion alone just in the health maintenance, pain management, and social use of cannabis, disregarding the potential of the industrial processing of the cannabis cultivation.
I've never heard that. Where'd you hear that number, Kevin? That seems incredibly high. I've seen $500 million, about half a billion in total revenue.
Well, over the years that they've been going through with it and the taxes and the complete fullness of the industry in itself.
Oh, that might have been over the whole run of their legalized. Oh, that might have been. Okay, yeah. But I know last year was like $490 some million. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Right. And this is the...
But I have a bigger question. Is the money the motivator?
Go ahead. Well, my biggest challenge is that with the other things that are put before us that are detrimental to our health, that cannabis is demonized, especially if you look historically, it was demonized because of commercialism more so than its benefits. And if you look at the history of hemp, it actually is cannabis. And if you look historically, George Washington, in his writings to his gardener, he was more prone to use the Indian hemp, which is cannabis indica, and he would discuss it with his gardener about separating the male plants from the female plants. And this is what you do when you utilize the plant to ingest it with health maintenance, pain management, and social use. And in my own experience with the 40 years of utilizing cannabis, I'm no threat. And I can tell you that I've had many dialogues with the full spectrum of all the entities, whether they come from whatever background, that we've been able to sit around with a cannabis cigarette and laugh and ponder about our future and come up with some incredible potential ideas that if we could motivate each other to bring this positive future. And I believe that cannabis will save the world.
It's a bold goal, for sure.
Kevin? Now, this is what I'm pushing on the Moorhead side as I'm rolling for mayor of Moorhead. You know, minimally, I want the legalization of cannabis or minimally the decriminalization of cannabis.
All right. Anything else you want to tell us?
Well, as a disabled veteran, I implore you, please validate my existence. I am blind, crippled up in a wheelchair because of my service connection disability. And I swore an oath to defend this Constitution against foreign and domestic enemies. And if you do not utilize this opportunity to exercise your rights as citizens within this system, then you are basically ignoring what I have gone through and thousands of other veterans have gone through to ensure that this system is what we have. It may be broken. It may need some work, but it's a system that we're in. And as that band Wookie Foot said, we may not have it all together, but together we can have it all. So please exercise your rights, vote. And minimally, if you don't like who you are selecting from, write in your own name, but do the right thing and vote with your heart and your mind. And hopefully we'll get through all of these challenges together. Thank you for the opportunity, Scott. You have a beautiful day filled with giggles.
You as well. Thank you very much. Texter says the incumbent, going back to the debate over term limits, the incumbent statistically wins. That makes good candidates less likely to want to run yes to term limits, says Paul. All right. Appreciate that call. Another says that guy is an idiot.
Can we stop the name calling?
Referring to our last...
Enough of the name calling. You lose. You're done. He's not an idiot, okay? That's you know, one other thing he talked about, because he was on opioids, and that got him... They talk about this all the time, that it's a gateway to... For some, yeah, it's a gateway out for a lot of others. Stress, anxiety, panic attacks, PTSD, things like that. The prescription world will give you Xanax or Zoloft for that. Nasty, nasty prescription medications too. Those are as bad as it gets. And there's a lot of those folks that have been through that their anxiety, their panic attacks, or PTSD is handled much better by, as Kevin said, cannabis. So, you know, not an idiot. I mean, the guy's benefiting from it. So the medical side of that, I don't know that there's that much of an argument anymore on it, but, you know, it's a medicinal, recreational.
Another listener says, we hear you. We will vote. We'll vote no. All right.
Good. It's fun.
Vote. Measure one, vote totals so far today in this hour, 11 to 6, no. Measure two, no, 25, 20 to 5.
You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The debate took place last night between Democrat John Fetterman and Dr. Mehmet Oz for one of Pennsylvania's two Senate seats. This will be determined by the midterm elections on November 8th. John Fetterman.
I'm running to serve Pennsylvania. He's running to use Pennsylvania. And let's also talk about the elephant in the room. I had a stroke. He's never let me forget that. And I might miss some words during this debate. Mush two words together, but it knocked me down, but I'm going to keep coming back up.
Dr. Mehmet Oz.
I'm running for the U.S. Senate because Washington keeps getting it wrong with extreme positions. John Fetterman
takes everything to an extreme, and those extreme positions hurt us all.
A magnitude 5.1 earthquake was felt widely across California's greater San Francisco Bay Area on Tuesday. The quake hit about lunchtime and was centered 12 miles east of downtown San Jose. USA Radio News.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
We all drank to forget, some of us more than most.
PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience waiting for you today. Let me give you some examples of what they have waiting for you today. PetroServe USA, Swedish meatballs are a thing. West Main Avenue, along with chicken tenders. Swedish meatballs, 12th Avenue and I-29. And in Glendon, NB Avenue, beefy noodles. And lasagna on 45th. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Who's waiting to chat with us here before we chat with
David.
Congressman Kelly Armstrong?
David wanted to weigh in on the survey.
Well, hey, David, what's on your mind?
My thoughts regarding those two measures for North Dakota. First, I would say I live in Minnesota, so I can't vote on the North Dakota side. And I've already voted in Minnesota. But the two measures, number one, if we have problems with the voting systems, we need to fix them. It's not to say, yes, we're going to have term limits, because how does that fix anything on voting? Because if term limits are there and you lose the incumbent, well, then the voting is still flawed. So you fix the first problem. And I would say no on number one. Number two, I would have great respect for that veteran that was on just earlier. Always, and especially when you're thinking of medical marijuana, that is out there for them, that they're available to get it. Everybody that should need it would be able to get it. So it's a different topic entire for measure two. Number two, it's not to make recreational cannabis. It's recreational marijuana. He's trying to change the words because it's a different feeling. I have better feelings about cannabis than I do marijuana, so they're going to change the word. My thought is, there's enough influences out there, especially the younger generation. There's so many things happening now, if you even include the immigrants coming in and everything else. We've got enough problems as it is. They don't need the additional recreational marijuana. That's my
point. All right. Appreciate the call. Measure one, no, 11-6. Measure two, no, 20-5. Where our numbers came out without that call. Appreciate it very much. Congressman Kelly Armstrong's here till the top of the hour. Questions or comments, welcome for him at 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100. You can also text us, 701-237-1590. Hello, Kelly. How are you?
You know, I'm doing great, Scott. It's a beautiful fall day in North Dakota. I told you offline, I'm at my home away from home, the Element Hotel in West Fargo. Going to be spending a lot of time in the valley in the next 13 days.
All right. So how's the campaign going?
Campaign is going great. We've done I don't know how many small towns. We spent a lot of time in August and October doing that. Spent the last couple of weeks out in western North Dakota, finish off in the eastern part of the state, going out, listening to people, hearing what they have to say, and continuing to get our message out.
What would you say is the number one issue?
Well, I think the number one issue for North Dakota is ag and energy. It always is the number one issue. 13% increase in groceries. Gas prices are up. I think, unfortunately, interest rates are going to have to go up again on November 3rd. And it's doubly frustrating for North Dakotans because we're the solution to this problem. We're not the problem.
there you go.
If you're paying twice as much for a steak and you're a cattle rancher and you know none of that's coming back to your operation, if you've got good commodity prices that are all getting chewed up in the cost of diesel and the cost of fertilizer, if you can find it, you get overly frustrated, particularly when you recognize that it's really, really government policies that have driven this, both in trying to shut down these things. I think one thing that's been really interesting, and I'm glad people – I'm always so surprised with North Dakotans when they're engaged. I mean, people care about the debt, as they should. It's $32 trillion, continues to go up. But I think also recognizing that these fights are coming so fast. You know, we talk about the climate fight and the ideology in that, and coal's always been the lowest hanging fruit. Oil's been short behind. Natural gas used to be the bridge fuel until the environmental left realized they didn't like the companies that produced it and they didn't like the places where it was produced. But the fight's coming in production agriculture at warp speed. And Justin Trudeau banned 33% of the fertilizers in Canada. You know, you had Dutch farmers in open revolt at a time when the world needs more calories. We're making it harder to increase efficiencies per barrel. The EPA wants to turn everybody into an organic farmer, whether they want to be or not. So I told somebody yesterday, and I think this is true, I think one of the biggest benefits for the Republicans taking back the House in November is that the farm bill will be about agriculture and not climate. And I don't think we talk about that enough.
Yeah, very good point. Because when you talk about what's happening in Canada, you anticipate that here?
I anticipate us not doing everything we can to stop that here. But, I mean, you still have EPA regs and GMO and all of the different things and chemicals and fertilizers and all of those different issues. And
they're going to try everything they're trying there.
Yeah, and so, I mean, we do this a lot. I obviously talk a lot about these issues. I feel like because of my background and because of what North Dakota is able to produce for the whole world that I have a unique space. And I tell everybody, it doesn't matter if it's agriculture, it doesn't matter if it's electricity production, gasoline production, natural gas, any of those things. I always remember one of the things that I think government in general is not really good at. We have old fights, and we're not necessarily looking at what the next fight is. And I think this is the next fight. I think this is the next fight, and I think it's coming really, really quickly.
Well, it just keeps coming at you, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're in the middle of fighting the old fight, and they're already on to the new one.
Yeah, but if you're getting a great price for your wheat, but it's all getting chewed up in diesel, I mean, the fight's here. But I really, really am concerned about what this looks like and how we continue to move forward and make sure that the world gets North Dakota Pro, because we do it cleaner and better than everybody else. We do it cleaner and better than anybody else. We do it right here better than anybody else in the world, and we're a huge part of the solution. If carbon's your issue, North Dakota's the solution. If food security is your issue, North Dakota's the solution. If cheap and reliable energy is your problem, North Dakota's the solution. So quit treating us like we're the problem, and let us go out and do what we do best.
What brings down the cost of diesel?
Well, so there's two things. One, and I get so a lot of Republicans talk about flipping the switch on American energy, and I appreciate that argument, and I think it's a good political argument, particularly where we're at. But the worldwide infrastructure for liquefied natural gas and those things cannot be solved overnight. But and you know, TC Energy is never going to build the Keystone XL. That doesn't mean the first bill I won't introduce next Congress is a presidential permit bill. And the reason is there's four other infrastructure projects that can't raise capital because of those things. We're $100 billion underinvested in the Gulf of Mexico. Those are 8 to 13-year projects. That's something that comes home back then. The one thing this administration could do, because it's also a market, if you really seriously signaled that you wanted to increase energy production, and I don't mean going on TV and holding and saying oil companies are doing all these bad things and they should do better things. I think you talk about infrastructure and getting pipe in the ground and sending signals to markets that you are actually interested in doing this. I think you could see some of that ramp up right now. But North Dakota's got a different issue than other places. I mean, we're competing. There's still not that many companies that drill into shale rock. I don't think releasing more of the strategic oil reserve and filling it at a high price is the smart move. I think we're backing ourselves into corners because of the proximity to the election, and that's a real problem.
I want to talk more about that in a minute, but Dana and Jed has a question for you. Go ahead, Dana. Dana, do you have a question for Kelly?
Hello?
Hi there. Go ahead.
Am I on? Hey, Kelly, this is Dana Brandenburg.
Hi, Dana.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good.
Good. Say, I sent that podcast out to you, you know, with my idea how to change our system.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if you'd be willing to do a show either on Scott's show or on Todd's show and run this thing through and talk it over and see how it works so that you can go back out to Washington with an idea how to fix this. Because what you were just talking about, you know, North Dakota's got every product we need is made right here. And instead of us benefiting from it, like the fertilizer, the fuel, the gas, the hydrogen, everything, they're so busy selling it out to the rest of the world so that they can mark it up and sell it back to us that we just get rolled like little objects of income. And I think everybody's pretty much sick and tired of it.
Well, Dana, I agree with you. In some respect, I will say this. North Dakota produces a lot of things we can't consume here. We do produce significantly more product than we would ever need here. And unfortunately, and I think there's some real reasons for this, is, I mean, we're a commodity-based economy. I think the bigger structural issue, and yeah, we'll get through the election cycle and we can set something up. Scott knows this. Anytime he calls to want to do any of these types of things, I'll say yes. We'll just get it in the schedule. But I think one of the things we have to talk about is why Democrats in D.C. are so interested in, we're the only country in the world that's both food and energy secure. The only one. Like, that can absolutely do this, and North Dakota is a big reason why the United States is food and energy secure, and why we would treat that strategic advantage as we take on China and we deal with these issues in the 21st century, why Democrats in D.C. would take that strategic advantage and turn it into a disadvantage. And it's fascinatingly, I think, short-sighted and really wrong-headed.
Is there a group of folks that agree with you on the Democratic side?
Yeah, I think, listen, there's a couple advantages I think we have because, and hopefully when we take back the House, we can do some of this. One of them is on permitting and infrastructure reform, because even if you take the most renewable, altruistic, democratic version of what an energy grid looks like, you need 2.5 times more infrastructure than we have now. And if you're gonna use weather-dependent power, you have to be able to move that power. So we know we need infrastructure and permitting reform. And I don't mean Senator Manchin's bill that picks one particular project in West Virginia and treats it significantly different than DAPL or any other project. But I think there's an opportunity to do something. Senator Shelley Moore Caputo's bill is actually a pretty good bill. I think we have the ability to do those things because I don't care if it's infrastructure for an offshore wind farm in the Northeast. I just want to be able to get pipe in the ground so we can get North Dakota's product to market as well. So I think we have some opportunities to do that. I think, unfortunately, 75 to 80% of the Democrats in the House will never support anything that extends the life of a carbon molecule. But
why not?
The Senate.
Just a climate activist?
Yeah, at this point in time, it's been baked in. It's such a zealotry that facts don't matter. But that's okay. We don't need everybody. We just need enough to get to 218 in the House and 60 in the Senate. And I think we have an opportunity to do something with that.
Is the number of folks that are on that climate, you know, it doesn't matter. You're not going to convince them. Is that number growing?
Yeah, I think so. I think age has a lot to do with it, Scott. 85% of the people under the age of 30 rate climate change as a 1, 2, or 3 issue with high intensity. That means they care about it and they vote on it.
Under 30.
85%. And by the way, it breaks across party lines, and it's probably a little different in places that produce a lot of this stuff.
That doesn't bode well for the future.
No, but we, I agree with that because I think our climate policy should be based in reality and not ideology.
Fascinating. All right, another segment to go with Congressman Kelly Armstrong. We'll do that when we come back. If you have a question or comment, simple as 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100. Stay tuned for that. After a short timeout, this is What's on Your Mind.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, ring dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority. And that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Kevin's got the Keith Urban music going today since he's celebrating 55. Final segment of What's on Your Mind, Wednesday edition, chatting with Congressman Kelly Armstrong here today on the program from the Freedom Matters USA studios, brought to you by MyPillow. Most comfortable mattress topper you'll ever own is on sale right now, 40% off. Six-piece towel set is at $39.96. That's a great deal. Slippers at $49.98.
The robe as low as 89.88. The biggest bed sheet sale in MyPillow history, 29.98. Remember to use the promo code Scott. Promo code Scott. When you go to MyPillow.com for those awesome deals. MyPillow.com. Back with Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Texter says, in addition to Canada and the Netherlands, Sri Lanka literally fell due to this ESG insanity. It's no longer a country. If that isn't a warning, I don't know what is.
These things.
Go ahead and stop there.
That's absolutely true. This is a zealotry that is going to, I mean, for the first time in history, we run the real risk of worldwide reducing the production per acre for whatever we're growing. We talk about, you know, regimes and authoritarian governments and dictatorships and all of those different issues. You know what topples more governments than anything? Hunger. And, I mean, even, listen, and the debate on Ukraine needs to continue, and it's actually more so than any other issue I've been involved in should be debated on the floor of the House. Standalone, how we're doing it, what we're doing, what our role to play is, what the future of this looks like, all of those different issues.
Has there been any debate in the House?
No. By the way, this is something I've been very clear with our leadership when we take back. We're not writing a bill in the leader's office at midnight and combining it with a whole bunch of other things and then voting on it at noon the next day. That cannot continue to happen because there are real questions. 12.5% of the world's calories come from the Donbas region of the Ukraine. 35% of the world's wheat. Russia is actually smuggling wheat from the Ukraine back into Russia to help finance their war effort. And so we have to have these conversations, but we cannot allow this race to an idealistic climate goal to actually make it harder to feed a world population that is hungrier and bigger all of the time. And he's exactly right. And we have to be able to move forward and use the technology and use the innovation. A lot of that is, by the way, developed here. Grand Farm had a great event last week. Red River Valley Farmers, I've always said, we're going to solve autonomous vehicles in a combine in the Red River Valley way before we ever solve them on a highway in Florida. We have some of the most technologically advanced and innovative egg producers in the world within 50 miles of where you and I are sitting right now. And we need to be celebrating that and advancing that instead of talking about sustainable agriculture and feeding the world from rooftop gardens in the Bronx, because we're not doing it. And there's nothing I think that more encapsulates the absolute frustration with a government that is fully staffed by people who have never been in a field or never been, I mean, they just simply have never been where any of these things are produced. And their worldview is myopic, and they're so removed from how their food is produced. They're so removed from how their electricity is made, and they're so removed from how that gas that's in that gas pump actually gets there. And that's really frustrating because we have these pocket supercomputers and we have more information at the touch of our fingertips than at any other time in history. And the vast majority of the bureaucrats who are writing these policies have no concept of what it's like to run a cattle ranch in western North Dakota.
Listener says, I know the House will start with, I know the House will start with new investigations, but I'd like to see bills put forth to say prevent any president from using the Strategic Petroleum Reserve when he wants. Maybe pass a law that requires Congress to approve moves like that. Number two, cut funding immediately to slow this administration down.
Yeah, the Strategic Oil Reserve is a perfect example of, this isn't, I mean, we always talk in cycles like this. This isn't the first time the Democrats have used the Strategic Oil Reserve to lower prices for a political reason. But I think what's really frustrating about the Strategic Oil Reserve releases over the last 8 months is when you let oil out and into the Strategic Oil Reserve, at the same time we're draining our reserves in order to artificially decrease gas prices because of unbelievably terrible domestic policy, terrible foreign policy, like none of what they have done has worked, China's buying it and increasing their reserves. Like if our number one strategic adversary in the 21st century is China, we are like handing them a gift, and not the least of which is this is going to be really expensive for taxpayers because we have to fill it. Remember how much criticism Trump got when he was going to refill the Strategic Oil Reserve at like $23 a barrel oil? Well, I can guarantee you whatever price the Biden administration pays to fill the strategic oil reserves is going to be a lot higher than $26 a barrel.
Can you,
there you go.
That's an applause line.
Yes. Right there. Can you pass a bill?
Yeah, it would be interesting to see what it looks like because, like, and I'll give you the example, right? The hurricane hits Florida. The hurricane hits Florida. And if that hits, we've done this in the Gulf when hurricanes hit Louisiana, hit Texas. That's when you need the strategic oil reserve. That's when you need it because there's actually a disruption in production. I think that's how it would look. Like, you have to say, here's where you're at. There's never been a production issue. I mean, OPEC deciding not to put more barrels on the market is not a production issue. It's a political issue. And they're doing it. And it was the most predictable decision made. And unfortunately, the Biden administration absolutely got used by the Saudis.
Great conversation, as always. Thank you, Kelly.
Thanks.
Congressman Kelly Armstrong with us in studio today on What's on Your Mind. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Some big news. Dick Morris was on Newsmax and said that Trump will make a very big announcement right after the upcoming election. He says it will be huge and shock the media establishment. Dick Morris's new book about Trump becoming president again came out this summer. It's called The Return, and it's on the major bestseller list. It even predicted recent events about Trump. Now, Dick Morris says some major news will rock the country. Morris also says Trump still faces three big threats before he gets back in the White House. Mike Huckabee is telling everyone to get The Return. Even Trump calls The Return fantastic. Newsmax says it's the political book of the year. I've been encouraging you to get Dick Morris's The Return in bookstores everywhere or check out the free offer from Newsmax and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to thereturn911.com. That's thereturn911.com to get your copy today or call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.